Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so let me give you my chase theory that I was thinking about yesterday, because I was getting irritated. You know, you always get... Listen, I'll be honest. I like to troll Chase. I get a kick out of it, and I feel like I'm justified.
Which is weird, because he's a DeMatha boy.
He is a DeMatha guy. Maybe that's why I'm more... Maybe that's why I'm disappointed.
I mean, we're both DeMatha guys. We want him to succeed.
I want him to do great. Maybe that's why I'm lashing out, because I expected him to, and I'm just hurt.
Right. I thought it was a great pick.
But you pick guys... Look, you love the Commanders more than any other team that you root for.
My favorite team.
They're your number one team. So, like, you did, not maybe to the extent, but you did the same bit with Jamin Davis. Like, if a guy is drafted high and he's disappointing you, you're out quickly, hammer him.
I was out on Bradley Beal early.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, I didn't like the early returns. I'm out, and you know, I was wrong. So hopefully it turns into that. But I was looking at, you know, and you have the obligatory HTTC guys that will just blindly, hell, even Linnell that works at 980, he's just blindly standing up for all the HTTC guys going, it's OTAs, it doesn't matter. You guys, you know, you don't even watch football, what do you know? And I'm like, dude, he's got 1.5 sacks in 13 games, you know, the whole thing. But here's what I was thinking. What if, because I do think he's been an utter disappointment, a borderline bust. I mean, you know, whatever. He'll play 10 years in the league, but he hasn't lived up to being number two guy in the draft. Okay. I thought he was a
100%.
I thought he was a Hall of Famer. You know, and everyone says, oh yeah, he had, you know, he went to the Pro Bowl and he was rookie of the year. It's 7 sacks. Get out of here. Okay. That ain't great.
7.5.
It's pretty good. Pretty good for a rookie. I mean,
it's, you know what? Joey Bosa gets those in the first four games.
I'm not saying he's not all Bosa. Right. He's not either Bosa.
Right, but you didn't want to troll about the stats. You're getting sidetracked.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. So, but then I was like, and I'm getting all this hate from, you know, the you know, even Linnell, you know, my coworker. Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking, what can I do? How can I like to look at all sides. I said, you know, obviously we know he's disgruntled that he didn't get the fifth year option plan, right? That's obvious. But maybe it's not even that. Maybe it's just simply like a little bit more. It's just, he's not holding out because he thinks he's better than the team or that he's mad at the team for not giving it. What if it's, and I believe this has been told to me by multiple people, Montez is up too, right? Montez contract. What? And they both have the same agent. Have a thought on Leno too, that these guys are simply, because I'm like, why is the team not kind of like digging them? The team is kind of like, they're not even talking. They're just like, yeah, it's, you know. What if it's simply they're being advised, and I would understand this, and I think this happens a lot.
By their
agents that are saying, look, you don't have a contract for next year. Don't go there and tear your ACL in a voluntary workout. You got to look out for your business. And that doesn't mean that Chase thinks he's bigger than the team or that Chase doesn't realize that he needs to go out there and get 15 sacks. Mm-hmm. It could simply be a prudent, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt as I'm thinking this through. It could simply be a prudent business decision that he and Montez are making. And they're going, listen, I'm all in. Coach, I'm working. But my agent is advising me, because I'm wondering, why is there not more pushback from the team? My agent is advising me, don't go up there and tear your ACL again, you know, which is a non-contact injury 9 times out of 10 in a voluntary workout.
They could also tear their ACL in a private workout, the same as they could at Ashburn.
They could. And the counter would be, we'll just get an insurance policy and get your ass over there. But I think that that's a possible, in my thought, and you go, well, what about Leno? If you look at Leno's contract, it's a 3-year deal he signed. He's pretty much a guaranteed goner next year if he doesn't play outstanding, because they'll owe him like $14 million, and it would only be like $2 million to cut him. Like Leno's probably thinking, I probably don't have any security beyond this year, so why am I going to go in there to a voluntary? Because it's not like they've had coincidence. Like the same guys missed last week, that missed this week. It's not like somebody had a haircut that, you know what I mean, or somebody had a wedding they had to go to. Like
it's because of the haircut.
You don't understand what I'm saying? They obviously missing this on purpose.
Yes, they're choosing.
They're choosing not to go. It's not that they had a conflict or they had a sick dad or something. Mm-hmm. So
somebody tweeted this.
That's my new theory.
Somebody tweeted this and it made me think
of just a theory.
It made me think of this another way. I think it's solid. I think it's a solid theory. But for the people, there is a big HTTC crowd, and I don't remember the exact verbiage of what Linnell tweeted, but that, hey, it's not a felony. It's a voluntary workout.
I know that's what they always say.
So that's what everybody's kind of pointing to. And that is true. And we talked about this the other day, that if you're an established player who produces year in and year out, you skip a voluntary thing and you do your workout on your own, that's fine. Nobody really cares.
As long as you produce. By the way, John Allen's there, Terry McLaurin's there.
That's what I was going to point to. This one person tweeted, what if 99% of the players decided it's voluntary? Mm-hmm. So Ron Rivera all of a sudden has three guys show up.
Well, you have to cancel.
And the whole team just said, hey, it's voluntary.
Who are the
then the entire fan base, all those HTTC people, mm-hmm. would be freaking out saying, hey, all these other teams are getting together, mm-hmm. almost 100% participation, and we got four guys who showed up.
Yeah. No, I actually think I'm onto it. And I think being advised not to go because their contract situation is up in the air next year.
Well, Del Rio did throw a dig their way because he was asked about their absences, and I'm paraphrasing, but I think his response was something along the lines of, I appreciate the guys that are here.
Of course.
He didn't want to talk about, you know, the guys
that
are missing.
But those guys that are there, probably at least the ones that are significant. Like, Dax Mills not going to skip anything.
Right.
He's barely hanging on the league. But, like, the Paynes, the Allens, the McLaurins, the Dotsons, they have contract. They have their G'd up.
Yeah.
So they can afford to blow out an ACL at a voluntary workout. These guys, though, have to look at their business. So I'm kind of backing off my criticism of Chase right now for missing for that reason. And I don't even know that it's confirmed. It's just my theory. Hold on. I just want to get confirmation. Drab, do you like my theory? I want validation.
I like your theory other than the fact that there's probably other
guys. There are
other
players that are in the same situation.
Yeah, but not as established. Those guys can't afford. Like the established guys, Payne, Allen, McLaurin, they all have contracts beyond next year.
No, he's talking about players that are free agents after this year that don't have guaranteed contracts.
Right, but they're not established players. They're barely in the league.
Well, like, that's not true. Isn't Curtis Samuel in the last year of his deal?
Okay, but he's got a producer. He's, you know.
Well, so does Chase Young.
Logan.
True.
What about Kendall Fuller? Is he a free agent after this year?
I believe he is. Okay. I think that's right.
I mean, there are other guys that are kind of in the same situation. Now, they weren't the number two pick in the draft.
Correct. I'm not saying everybody should do that, but that's the advice they might be getting.
Okay.
That's what I'm going with.
Could be bad advice.
I'm poking holes in your theory here.
Okay. Because I'm surprised the team's not pushing back. I'm surprised that they're not being more pushback.
I'm not saying that's not part of it. I'm just saying that there's probably, if you look around all the other teams in the league, there are probably hundreds of guys that are in that same situation, but they're at the voluntary workout.
Correct. But not quite as established name recognition-wise, started that many games. Maybe so.
Correct
Maybe
me if I'm wrong, but when Payne was in the middle of his negotiations, he showed up at OTAs. Now, he didn't do the drills. Mm-hmm. He just kind of stood around in his shorts. I'd rather those guys at least do that.
Me
just
too.
Just show up. Just put on the commander's gear and go stand out by the coaches. And if you don't want to run around, blow your knee out or your Achilles, we get that.
Yeah.
Just show some buy-in.
Me too.
That you're part of the team concept.
What if he's saying, coach, listen, I got you. Listen, I understand it. I'm going to ball out for you, but I'd rather just not tear my ACL potentially. I'm just going to be out here working with my guys, and I'm doing my thing. Well, and don't worry, I'm going to be ready.
My response is, well, you better be ready week one, and you better have 12 or more sacks, or it's sayonara.
Another small theory, agent-related, is he may be doing this because he wants them to hate him, and he wants to be traded. Now,
possible.
We haven't heard about a public trade demand.
That's the Joe P. theory.
They may want to be traded.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.